Now let us use our knowledge of nakis here and see, can we do it? Brother, when you see nakis verbs in these derived forms, I request you to conjugate. You conjugate and you'll become very strong, brother. And day by day you'll become stronger and your knowledge will increase, brother. And when you will read the Quran, all these things will come in front of you. Okay, brothers and sisters? Samma. Let us conjugate. Samma. Sammaya. And then? Sam. Sammau. See, this is, you have got to use your knowledge. Okay. Masha. Mashaya. Mashau. Mashau. Jara. Jaraya. Jarau. Rama. Ramaya. Ramau. Are you with me, brother and sister? Samma. Sammaya. Sammau. Sammat. Sammata. Sammaina. Then when you come to mutaharik pronoun, the root opens, you know, and the ya became visible. Sammaina. Sammaita. Sammaituma. And then you can carry on. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now let us do the mudharya. See, nakas undergo many changes and we got to be strong to figure out, okay? Yusammi. Yusammi, how will I define Yusammi? Fi'lun mudariun marfun bi dammatil muqaddara. Okay. And then Yusammi, Yusammi yani, Yusammuna. Are you with me? Yamshi, Yamshiyani, Yamshuna. Yashtari, Yashtariyani, Yashtaruna. Okay, are you with me? Remember nakis, brother. And then, brothers and sisters, we say, Yusammi, Yusammiyani, Yusammuna. And then, Tusammi, Tusammiyani, Yusammina. All you did was put a noon. The food was ready for you. You just put the noon and you pronounce. Because mutaharik pronoun came, and the lam kalima got a sukun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So yusammina. Anta, tusammi, tusammiyani, tusammuna, tusammina. Ready. Then tusammiyani, and tusammina. And then usammi, nusammi. Got the idea? Amar. How do we make amar, brother Hassan? Now here, chop, chop. Okay, one chop here, one chop here. What is left now? Sammi. Fi'lu amrin. Mabniun ala adhfi harfi illa. See, brother, you will become expert now in all these things, inshallah. And then, sammi. Then you will say, sammiya. And what will be antum? Sammu, only sammu. You will say sammu, because it is sammuna, yusammuna, you just say sammu. Fine, brother. And then, musammin. Why musammin, brother? Remember I told you, I'll repeat just briefly, brother. This is where I indicated to you that how do you make ism fa'il from nakis verb, brothers and sisters? Masha yamshi mashin. Kada yakdi kaadin. Actually, it is mashiyun. Kaadiyun. Okay, look at this, brother. Because this is what we are going to do in detail in the first lesson of book 3. And truly speaking, brother, even when I saw the book 3 for the first time, I was totally gamrified. I said, Ya Allah, how are we going to study this? Each page has so many different things. But when you study slowly, slowly, brothers and sisters, what happens? You fall in love with book 3. Because it is so beautiful. And this is where most of the students get gabrified. Ism manqus. What is it? Mankus, remember? Nakasa, nakis, mankus. You know, if some maful, something that has been made weak, you know, fine. So, brother, here I start with ma, shi, yun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ma, shi, yun. Okay? Now, it is mashaya. From there, you made it on the pattern of fa'ilun. But here, because there is a ya, and before there is a kasra, okay? So, this ya is stopped. And because there was a tanmeen here, you give it an extra tanmeen here. Compensate it. For chopping this, give something to poor, ayin kalima. You took out the lam kalima. So it became ma-shin. Ma-shin. See, now it has got tanmeen kasra. But tell me, is it marfu or mansu? It is marfu. It is marfu. And now this is what we are going to study in detail later on. It is marfu. Okay. How do I say? How do I say? Say it in English. It is marfu. And what is the sign of its marfu? There is an estimated dhamma. Where is that estimated dhamma? On the ya that was dropped. No, you will say ya. No, here in this particular case, you will say ya. Brother? No, ya. I will tell you now. This is in English. It is marfu. It is marfu by a dhamma, mukaddara, estimated dhamma, on the ya which has been dropped. Now say it in Arabic, brother. Fa'ilun or you can say mubtada, whatever. Ismun you can say. Ismun marfun wa alamatu raf'ihi adammatul muqaddara alal ya'i mazufati. What will you say? Ala ya'il mazufati. You will get used to it. I'm only telling you a little bit, brother and sisters. You'll get used to it. Are you with me? Alal ya'i mazufati. If I say that, did you understand? On the ya, which is dropped. Alal ya'i mazufati. Why ya'i? Because ya is a muannas. All the letters of alphabet are muannas. Fine. And if it is fi or min there, then you will repeat the same thing, but you will say ism is majroor. Now when it is mansub, brothers and sisters, then the ya comes out and it will become ma shi yan. No longer mukaddara. Only in the marfu form and in majroor form, it is mukaddara. Brothers and sisters, this is just a little explanation. Because we are going to do it in the book 3, lesson number 1. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, same way, brothers and sisters, what is the ism file from samma musammiyun? What is it? What is it, brother? Musammiyun. Brother Hassan, we remove this and then give extra kasra. Musammin. Musammin. Okay. And then here we say musamman. Are you with me, brother and sister? Musamman. Okay. Not going too much in detail, but it is like that. Okay. Fine. So if I make this mashin definite, how will I write down? Al mashi. Now I will bring the ya out. Huh? Okay? Are you with me? Now how do I define this? Ismu marfun. Wa alamatu rafa'i. Where is the alamat of rafa? Mukaddara, where? On ya. Wa alamatu rafa'i ad-dammatul mukaddara alal ya. Alal ya. Okay, are you with me? In this case, Brother Hassan, the ya is there. It is actually al-mashiyu. But you will say al-mashi. Why are you doing these things here? Because these are derived from naqis verb. When the lam kalima is naqis, we have to do all these things, you know. So it requires extra understanding of verbs. And brothers and sisters, that is the beauty of Dr. Abdurrahim's books. Now if you reflect on it, brother, how we started book two, how we learned the verbs, slowly, 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 he made us strong. And then when we came to lesson 29, bang, the naqis came. But we were ready for it. With just little understanding, we mastered it. Inshallah, you will master this. If you are strong in lesson 29 in book 2, lesson 28 in book 2, khalas, you will have no problems, inshallah. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, we come to Salah. We come to Salah. Are you with me? Salah. Salaya. Brother, Salah. you got to see, when you see the fatah, don't make any changes. Sallam. You only drop the lam kalima because it is weak. Salla, sallaya, sallau, sallat, sallata, sallayna, sallaita. See? Al salaita. Al salaiti means did you pray? Al salaita salata zuhr. Al salaiti salata zuhr or salatul maghrib, salatal, mafulun bihi, salatal. Fine, brother and sister. Now we come to mudariya. Are you with me? Yusalli. Yusalliyani. Now you can say yusalluna. Easy, brother. Now, you see, it will become your second nature. You will have no difficulty, brother. And whenever you read Quran, you will see all these things coming to you. And you will understand. Brother, yusalluna. Tusalli, tusalliyani, yusallina. Anta, tusalli, tusalliyani, tusalluna, tusallina, tusalliyani, tusallina. Usalli, I pray. Nusalli, we are praying. Are you with me, man, sister? Ammar. Salli, and then? Salliya. And then? Sallu, because you salluna. Okay, brothers and sisters? Let me write down. Let me write down. You salluna. Are you with me, brother? Yusalluna, Brother Hassan, chop chop. Okay, what is the verb now? Sallu. Felu amrin. Mabniun ala hadfi. Where is the file? Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna. You see? Yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu. Okay. Brother, I forgot here. I made an error here. Okay. So what is now? Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi. Wa sallimu. And that is also coming from here. Sallimu. Tasliman. What is tasliman? Masdar. Now what is this masdar doing here? How I define it in Arabic? Brothers, are you listening? Mafulun mutlak. Are you with me? This is how the mafulun mutlak comes for further emphasizes. You cannot translate it. So you bring the master of the verb, of the verb that is you are using it in the sentence and make it mansub for emphasis. Again I tell you, in Allah, see now you can analyze this. You can analyze this. In Allah wa malaikatuhu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Brothers and sisters, so now you can take this verse of the Quran and analyze it. And when you say this, no translation. You understand in Arabic and understand it fully, brother. Again, I'll repeat. Inna Allah, inna, made Allah mansub. Where is the Allah is the ismu inna? Where is khabar inna? Inna Allah wa malaikatahu matufun ala. Yusalluna. This is your khabar. Yusalluna ala nabi. And then a new sentence starts. We'll analyze it later, inshallah, in detail. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi. Now here the amar comes. And waw is antum. Allah is speaking to you. When you read the Quran, He's speaking to us. Sallu alayhi. Wa sallimu. Taslima. Now everybody says taslima. But it is actually tasliman. And what is this tasliman? It is the master, bab tafail, from sallama. So sallimu tasliman. You brought that master and made it mansub. Because all mafulun mutlak are mansub. And this is done for further emphasis. What is it done for? Further emphasis, brother. You cannot translate this. This is the beauty and the power and the magic of Arabic language. And we have to learn it. And brothers and sisters, I again tell you, we are trying to learn Arabic in order to understand the Quran. We do not have to, you know, become scholars of Arabic to understand Quran. Just the basic things in Arabic language, and which Dr. Abdurrahim has so beautifully put together in these three books. If you understand these three books, it is good for us to understand Quran. 85%. Now what will happen for the next 15%? There are still rules which are not covered. And then inshallah you will do it on your own. Or when Dr. Abdurrahim comes, he will give us special classes and he will teach us inshallah. But you know, you are there at 85%, 90%, which is alhamdulillah. And these sentences that we are quoting here and there from Quran, that's very easy, brother. Very, very easy. Inshallah, we'll do the analysis of Surah Al-A'la. And you'll see it's very easy. And many, many other surahs, it's within our reach to understand, brothers and sisters, directly. So when you pray, brother, you know what we are doing. It will create emotions, khushu and khuzu, which only your heart will feel it. It will bring humility and humbleness in us when we are praying, brother. Our mind, our heart, our body, they will be in communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brother, and then your salah is something special. Right now, brother, we pray, we don't understand, which is sad. But it will change once we learn the language, inshallah. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So you got this done, huh? Now, it took quite a bit of time to do this, and now I'm going to wipe it. Brothers and sisters, there are 10 forms that we are doing. So you can take a verb from the base form and make addition to the root, and you create a new shade of meaning. Are you with me? Now, each and every word in the base form does not fit into 10 forms. Each and every verb does not. And we do not have to create our own. The language has already been created. So we just follow what has been put into different form. For example, if I give you an example, brothers and sisters. So this verb practically covers most of it, but not all the verbs. Some verbs will have only two additional forms. Some may have four, some may have three. But the dictionary will tell us whether the root has been transformed into a derived form in how many different forms. The dictionary will tell us. So we do not have to create our own. And you do not guess the meaning. You always go to the dictionary to figure out the meaning. It will be related to the root, but it can be different also. The dictionary will tell you. Okay, brothers and sisters, I'll just briefly write down. Kabila, this is the root, brother. And then, Kabbala, form 2. And then, Kabbala, form 3. And then, Akbala, form 4. And then, Takabbala, form 5. And then, Takabbala, form 6. Form 6. And then, there is no 7 in there. Ikbala, form 8. And form 9, I'll just tell you briefly, it does not have in form 9. And form 10 is Ista. This is your addition to the base form. Istakbala. Are you with me? Now, we must remember, brothers and sisters, form 9. Are you with me? Form 9 is only used for colors or defects in the body. So the use of form 9 is less. The other forms are used extensively. Okay? So you can see the Kabila change into Kabbala, the root remains same. And Kabbala, okay, and then Akbala, and then Takabbala, and then Takabala, and then Iktabala, and then Istakbala. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, this is an idea. So, do not think that every base root word can be transferred into all these forms. No. Some of them will have two extra forms. Some may have three. Some may have only one. Some may have 6, 5. Depends how it has been used in the past. Okay? In the Quran and in the Arabic literature. Quran and in Arabic literature. Now, brothers and sisters, having said that, I go to our house. House of Fa'ala. What did I say? House of Fa'ala. Now, we want to make one more room. So we make here, small room. And we put Aleph. What do we call it, brothers and sisters? What do we call it? Form 3. What is the master? Bab Mufa'ala Tun. Are you with me? Bab Bufa Alatun. This has got two master patterns. And what is the other one, brothers and sisters? Remember? Fi'alun. What is it? Fi'alun. It has got two forms. Now we will always get this information from the dictionary. Don't change everything into fi'alun. There are certain verbs which have been used for fi'alun, for the master from on the pattern of fi'alun. But most of the time, the pattern is used as mufa'alatun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine, brothers and sisters. Fa'ala. So here we write down the verb. What is the verb? Shahada. What is it, brother? Shahada. Okay. How many letters?
Four.
How will you make it? The mudaria? U. Because it is four letter, U. Huh? So you will say U Sha He Du. Are you with me? Brother Hassan? Make Amar, brother. How many chops?
Shahid.
One chop. Huh? Shahid. Huh? It became Shahid. Are you with me? And then we can say Shahida, Shahidu, Shahidi, with ya, fine. Okay, brothers and sisters. Maybe I should write down here. Shahid. And then ism fa'il. Mushahidun. Mushahidun. And then Mushahadun. And then Mushahadatun. You say in Urdu Mushahada. So because you did not pronounce tun, so it is mu sha ha da tun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, I forgot to mention one more thing, but still it's not too late. Brother, I want to go again with the salla. Salla. I want to do it again, brother. You salli. Brother, we made the Amar Salli, and then it will be Sallu, remember? Huh? Now, make Ism Fa'il. What will be? Musallin. Huh? Huh? Okay, now make it Ism Maful. But it is, just make it. Now, what is this, brother? This is not ism maful. This is ismu makan. Made on the pattern of ism maful. What is musalla? The place where you pray. Yeah. This Talimul Islam has a musalla. Are you with me? How did you make it? On the pattern of ism maful. So, you will be making ismu makan and ismu zaman in these derived forms. Where? In the derived forms on the pattern of ism maful. In fi'al sulasi mujarrad, it has a different patterns. But in the derived form, you will make ismu makan and ismu zaman on the pattern of ismul maful. But again, we are going to study it in detail. So you should not worry. But at least, I thought I should mention it. Musallin is the person who performs the prayer. If you put Alif Lam, what it will become? Al Musal. Al Musal Li. Are you with me? Then the Ya will come out because you put Al there. Musallin and then Al Musal Li. Make it into Jama Muzakkar Salim. Musalluna. What will be? Wow. Wow and Noon, brother. Jama Muzakkar Salim. So what will happen now? Wow came. So this Kasra will change into Musalluna. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? These things will come, brother and sister. Al Musal Luna. Now this is your Jama Muzakkar Salim. Fine. Just for your information. But more important thing I want to emphasize is Musalla. It is a Ismu Makam. And it was built on the pattern of Ism Maf'ul. Just remember. Again, as I've said many times to you, these things will come in book 3, left and right. And inshallah, you will be able to understand them. Fine, brothers and sisters. I'll quickly rub this off. Brother, Kaabala. He met Kaabala, Kaabala, Kaabalu, Kaabalat, Kaabalata, Kaabalna, Kaabalta, Kaabaltuma, Kaabaltum, Kaabalti, Kaabaltuma, Kaabaltunna, Kaabaltu, I met, Kaabalna, we met. Fine, brother. Yukabilu, Yukabilu, Yukabilani, Yukabiluna, Tukabilu, Tukabilani, Yukabilna, Yukabilna. And the rest is all easy, brother. Amar, Kaabil, only Kaabil. And then, brothers and sisters, Mastar. Mukabalatun. What is Mukabalatun meaning? Meeting. And what do you say in Urdu? Mukabala. Kya Mukabala Urdu ka lafz hai? No way. It is borrowed from Arabic. Mukabalatun. And we say Mukabala. We say Mukabala. Fine, brother and sister. So you see how things are now coming in front of us. Brother, I was, truly speaking, I was fascinated by these things. That it made everything so clear. Things that you already know, but you never knew it in detail. Now, they are very clear to you. Fine, brother and sister. Another word. Samaha. Yusameho. Very nice word, brother. He forgave. Samaha, Samaha, Samahu, Samahat, Samahata, Samahna, Samahna, and then Samahta, Samahatuma, inshallah. See, your knowledge and your expertise in conjugation now is coming to you. And it's bearing fruit now. Yusamihu, Yusamihani, Yusamihuna, Tusamihu, Tusamihani, Yusamihna. And then it will go. Amar. Samih. Samih. What is the meaning of Samih? Forgive me. Samihni, Ya Ustad. Forgive me, Ya Ustad, I didn't bring my book today. Anyway. Samih. Simfail. Musamihun. Ism maf'ul. Musamahun. And our master. Musamahatun. Mufa'alatun. Are you with me? Mufa'alatun. No, brother? Khataba. To address somebody. Khataba. Yukhatibu. We can easily do it now. Khataba. Madi. Mudariya. Yukhatibu. Amar, Khatib. Ism fa'il, Mukhatib. Ism maf'ul, Damir Ghaib and Damir Mukhatab. If you write Tib, the meaning will change. Tab means someone who is being addressed. Anta means you are being addressed. Anti. So Mukhatab. So we already started learning Damir Mukhatab. So what is Mukhatab? Ism maf'ul. Coming from Khataba. My brothers and sisters. Now at that time we cannot explain you what is this Mukhatab. You will say I want to go out, you know. It's too much. And brother and sister, we slowly learn all these things, inshallah. Fine. And then brothers and sister, make mastar now. Khitab. What is it? Fiarun. Khitab. Now here the mastar is khitab. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Very good. Sa'ada yusa'idu. To help someone. Okay. Amar Sa'id. Sa'id ni ya akhi. Help me, oh brother. Are you with me? Sa'id ni. Noon wikaya. Ya matakalam. Okay. And then the person who is helping, Musa'idun. The person who is being helped, Musa'adun. And then master, Musa'adatun. Musa'adatun. Okay. Fine, brother. Another nice word, brother. Jahada. Yujahidu. Amar? Jahid. Ism fa'il? Brother Mujahid. I'm sure you know some brother Mujahid. So you know that name Mujahid? Fine. Today you know it is coming from form 3. It is the ism fa'il from form 3. The verb is Jahada. And the base is Jim Ha. Fine, brother and sister. And then Amar. Amar, we got it. Jahid. Then Master. Jihad. See, now it is on the fi'al. So, the way these are done, we got to understand them. We don't mix up with the Masters. Don't create your own Masters. They are already there in the language. We just follow them. Inshallah. Okay, brother? Hawala, very nice word to try. Yuhawilu, hawil, muhawilun, muhawalun, and muhawalatun. Fine, brother. Now comes laka. What is this laka business? Brother, mankus. So your knowledge of your nakis verb will become handy here. Let us do it, brother. Laka, lakaya, lakaur, lakaur. And then lakat, lakata, lakaina, lakaita, lakaituma, lakaitum, lakaiti, lakaituma, lakaitunna, lakaitu, lakaina. No problems here. Yulaki, yulakiyani, yulakuna. Are you with me? Tulaki, tulakiyani, yulakina. Khalas, brother. The hard chickpeas we made into a halwa puri now. Okay? Now, brothers and sisters, make amar. Amar. No. Chop, chop. Laki. Laki. Fi'lu amrin mabniun ala hadafi harfi illa. Laki. And then what will be the next one? Lakiya. And will be laku. Inshallah. Okay. Now make isam fa'il. Mulakin. Kin. Mulakin. Al-mulaqi, ya will come out. And then, mulakan. Like that. Now make masdar on the pattern of mafa'alatun. Let us make it straight away. Mu-la-ka-ya-tun. This is your original masdar. Okay? Remember, and now the change took place. Huh? That ya change into mulaqat. Brother, I thought I have heard this thing millions of times. Huh? Teri meri mulaqat adhi reh gayi. Are you with me? How many times you have said this? Huh? Okay? So this is what it is. What is mulaqat? It's the master from form 3. And what is the root? Lakiya. Huh? Lakiya. See how beautiful it is, brother. You are getting now insight into these things, you know. Fine. And where is the next one? What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We got to do it fully. Brothers and sisters, we are going to do fully this. Nada. What will be the mudariya? Yunadi. Fine, brother. Yunadi. See? Huh? Okay. Do it now. Nada. Nadaya. Nadau. Nadat. Nadata. Nadaina. Nadaita. Nadaituma. Nadaitum. Nadaiti. Nadaituma. Nadaitunna. Nadaitu. Nadaina. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yunadi. Yunadi. Yunadiyani. Yunaduna. Tunadi. Tunadiyani. Yunadina. Anta. Tunadi. Tunadiyani. Antum. Tunaduna. Anti. Tunadina. Tunadiyani. Tunadina. Unadi. Nunadi. Unadi. Nunadi. Fine, brothers and sisters. Amar. Nadi. Huh? What is the Amar, brother? Nadi. Okay, fine, brother, sisters. Isam file. Munadin. Huh? Munadin. Are you with me? We got to learn the rules of writing mankus nouns. And what will be isam maful? It is actually like this, written like this. But how do we pronounce? Munada. Like fatan. You say fata. Are you with me? Fatan, you say fata. And munada, it is actually muladan. Fine, brother. Now, let us make master. Nida. Harfu nida. What is ya? Harfu nida. Okay, brother. Ni. Da. Now, you got to understand how this Hamza came. Huh? Brother, it is actually nida yum. Are you with me? So whenever it is like this, the ya will change into hamza. Huh? That ya will change into hamza and it will become nida un. So you know when you write down, brothers and sisters, ya is what? Harfu nida'in. Isn't it beautiful, brother? Now you understand nida. Where is it coming from? Nada. And what is this nida? It's the master on the pattern of fialu. So all these things are already in the language. We just have to understand. Brothers and sisters, all these things will come in the Quran and you will be amazed that you now know it, brother and sister. Rabbana innana sami'na. Both they came. Both are Rabbana innana samiyana munadiyan. It is munadiyan. Because when you make this ism maf'ul, it will be munadiyan. Munadiyan. Now what is this? Munadin became munadiyan. Are you with me? Rabbana innana samiyana munadi munadiyan yunadi ilal iman. Okay. Are you with me, brother and sister? We will say again. Rabbana innana samiyana munadiyan yunadi lil iman. An aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Brother, all these things are coming now in the derived forms. And when you understand, then you read this ayah, you have a different feelings, and it will become the memorization of the Quran will become easy for you because you are now understanding what you are learning. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, I think we ended form 3. We'll do form 4, inshallah, after tea break. Let us have a short tea break.